Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and authentic life. I am Kenny, and thank you so much for listening in today. Are you able to turn off stress and just relax? Are you able to calm the overwhelm of your busy lifestyle and simply enjoy life? Do you feel peaceful, or are you in a constant state of worry, anxiousness, depression? Well, all of these things on the negative side are signs that you probably need to work a little bit on some spiritual health. And that's what today's tool is all about. The tool is create spiritual health. Now, spiritual health is one of the key ingredients in finding peace and well-being in our lives. And Jan Lundy is here to help us define what spiritual health truly is. Today's show is part one of a two-part series. And next week, Jan will join us again and speak further on how to create and integrate spiritual health into your life. Before we begin our chat with Jan, I want to tell you about my aha experience this past week. And that aha experience was the power of patience in my life. I recently found myself getting pretty anxious about some projects and some different things that were happening in my life. And in all honesty, I felt like they were not happening fast enough. Now, I have to tell you that patience is not one of my strong points when dealing with the things and the actions and all of the happenings in my life. I get pretty pretty wound up and want to push things through. Now, with people, I do have a lot of patience, and I'm proud of that, and I'm grateful that I am that way. But with things, not so much. I found that the things I was pushing to get done, these projects, they tended to slow down. The more I pushed, the slower they got. It felt like I was trying to push a rope. Now, frustration set in, and the harder I tried to make something happen, the more difficult and frustrating the task became. While I was struggling with these projects, I had another opportunity begin to manifest that I had set in motion about the same time. All of these projects started about the same time, but I was pushing some. They weren't going anywhere. I was leaving one alone, and it was going somewhere. This particular one, it was really easy to be patient with because it's a huge project. It's giant, and I had no clue how to make it happen quickly. So it forced me to just kind of let it be. It was on my dream list, and I basically just surrendered that entire process and went on about my life by pushing these other things, trying to make them work and make them go somewhere. Well, all of a sudden last week, a very major step in making this dream opportunity become a reality happened. It happened quickly. It happened seemingly out of the blue. It happened in such a way that I cannot be, it cannot be chalked up to just coincidence. It happened in a way that spoke volumes for the power of patience. I never turned my back on it. I never let it get out of my focus. I just didn't push it. Now, I spoke what I wanted at the beginning of this project. I believed that someday it would happen, and I talked about what it would be like. I thought about what it would be like when it happened. But, once I did that, I just kind of let it go. There is no doubt in my mind that had I pushed this project, it would have gone either totally away or at the very best, it would have been delayed. By leaving it alone, it started happening, and it's happening quickly. Now, my lesson from all of this is to release the need to control the path. I still am going to keep my eye on the goal. I'm still going to be aware of the steps I take along that path, and I'm going to trust that it will happen without forcing the steps. This is not easy for me, but I've seen proof that that works. In other words, I'm not going to waste energy forcing a round peg into a square hole. Take steps that lead you closer to your goals and practice patience along the way. Focus on the steps, focus on the goal, just do not try to force things to happen. You will find more peace and less stress when you practice walking the path in this way. Save the pushing for another day when you're playing with your child or a friend at the swings down at the park. That's the only time pushing really comes in. I hope this assists you in reaching your goals in a way that works. And as always, if you have a question about anything or a topic that you would like to hear more about, please send it in through my Facebook page, which is Life's Toolbox, or through my website at kennybrixey.com. As I said earlier, our tool for the day is Create Spiritual Health. Jan Lundy is an expert on this subject and has joined us today and will also be back next week, as I said, to help us define what spiritual health is all about and then help us next week in utilizing and bringing in spiritual health into our lives. Jan has inspired many people to create spiritual health since she began this beautiful work in the mid-90s. She is a highly sought-after spiritual mentor and guide, and she is a powerful force for opening your soul's wisdom. She is a certified spiritual director and is currently working towards her doctorate in ministry with an emphasis on spiritual direction. Jan knows what she's talking about. So, anyway, Jan is the author of 4 spiritual growth books, 2 ebooks, and a multitude of articles for online and print publications. She has launched a new online magazine and community called Meditate Like a Girl. And if you listened to last week, you heard Cindy Hively, who is also part of that Meditate Like a Girl program. Her list of accomplishments, Jan's list of accomplishments and projects, is long, and she will share her website and contact info with you in a few moments so that you can get in touch with her and learn more about her and her work. For now, though, let's go ahead and bring Jan in, and I just want to say hi, Jan, and thank you so much for being back with us again.
Well, hi, Kenny. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. And I loved your message earlier. You are so right on about patience, I'll tell you.
Patience is real easy for me to see when I look back. And so I'm hoping, I have a little sign on my desk now that just says patience, because it obviously is so powerful. And I do tend to just blow right past patience in a lot of things I do.
So, I love it, and I love your story, because, you know, it absolutely, I don't know whether you knew this when you created this segment, but that's actually one of the things that is a hallmark of spiritual health.
Well, good. I'm glad that all played in. It wasn't intended that way. So, well, cool. Well, Jan, let's go ahead and jump into this. I'd like to just start by asking you to define spiritual health, and what does it mean to you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great place to start. Well, you know, we talk about body health, right? Our bodily health, our physical health. We talk about our mental health, our emotional health. But spiritual health is not something that is of common conversation, I would say. Spiritual health really is about attending to our inner being, the state of our essence, you might say, the state of your soul or your spirit, your true self, the you beneath all of the thoughts and all of the feelings and all the experiences. And I know you know what I'm talking about here, mm-hmm. because you know that there is someone, an essence, a being, a self beneath all of the frivolities of life and all of the thoughts and the worries and emotions. There's something, someone there who is innately loving and peaceful and kind and generous and patient. And so spiritual health is a way of looking at ourselves, being with ourselves and our life, where all of that comes together so that mind is well, body is well, heart is well, and as a result, our entire well-being is balanced and harmonious. Basically, we're walking our talk when we're spiritually healthy. You know, so many of us on a spiritual path, we know what we believe. We say we have spiritual values. We may have religious practices, you know, going to church or temple. But when it comes right down to it, the state of our total being, our total well-being, is seriously out of balance. And so spiritual health is about restoring that inner harmony so that we can live our purpose, live well, gently, kindly with ourselves and others, and have an extraordinary quality of life.
Now, the way you describe spiritual health to me, I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. It's something that I desperately want in my life. What causes us to cover that up? Because that is, in my opinion, that's part of us. That's not something that we have to go create. It's almost like we have to go uncover.
That's it exactly.
What causes us to cover it up, mm-hmm. do you think?
I think there's a couple of things. One is, I like to think of spiritual health, put it this way, as where the divine and human meet.
Okay?
So
I like
spiritual,
that.
Yeah, spiritual health is the place where the divine and human meet. So what you just mentioned is absolutely true. We are, in our essence, spiritual beings. That's always there. It never changes. It's the essence of who we are. And yet, we are human as well. We live very complicated lives. We live in what may feel like quite a chaotic world. We also have what I call a human operating system, which is our ego. And I think of our spiritual health, our spiritual well-being, as being disguised or covered with layers of camouflage. And we have to literally peel that camouflage away. So it might be stress, it might be material pursuits, it might be worrying about what people are going to think about us. There's a whole array of things that cover up our true spiritual identity, our spiritual health. So that process is definitely a process of uncovering and diving back into who we really are. And this is what the spiritual journey is all about. But most of us really have a difficult time accessing this with life being the way it is.
Yeah, life is kind of set up to trick us into believing that our answers lie outside of us.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just media today tells us that we have to have this kind of body in order to be okay. We have to drive this kind of car in order to fit in. We have to have this much money. And it's pulling us away from the truth, which is mm-hmm. inside of us.
It's true. And one of the ways I can tell if someone is disconnected from their spiritual health, or they have a very they're living spiritually impoverished, put it that way, we might mm-hmm. say, having spiritual poverty, is on a certain level they think everything's fine, but then they have a litany, all of the things you actually started talking about in the show: anxiousness, depression, stress, overwhelm. The anger, fear, all of that, those things pull us out of our innate spiritual health, and yet somehow we think those are normal. That's a normal part of our existence, and we've even glamorized being busy, and yet it is actually, it's like, a status symbol that I'm so busy, and really what it's doing is it's taking us away from the deep peace and the joy and the spiritual health that is naturally ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've caught myself recently, within the last few weeks, I've caught myself using busyness to avoid looking back towards spiritual health.
Yes.
It's because sometimes you have to cross over something that might not be pleasing.
Yeah, and it is realizing that this is our true identity. This is how we're meant to live. Mm-hmm. We are not meant to live anxious and stressed and depressed and overwhelmed. That is not how we are intended to live. That is a creation of our cultural vibe that we live in. It's our priorities are out of whack. We don't attend to our spirit as well as we attend to pretty much everything else in our life. We have a tendency to put that on the bottom of the list. You know, when this is done, when I accomplish these tasks, then I'll go for my quiet walk in nature. Mm-hmm. Then I'll do some yoga. Then I'll meditate. Then I'll pray or just be quiet or go outside, breathe, serve others when I have more time. And in essence, these are the most important values and the most important mindsets and heart sets that we can adopt, because it's why we're here. So we're kind of topsy-turvy in what's mm-hmm. important here. So really restoring our spiritual health, actually what I found is restoring your spiritual health does restore your physical health. I struggled with anxiety for many, many years, and my spiritual health practices have now totally eliminated anxiety. Worked with many women over the years with this, also with depression, with health issues, relationship issues, emotional and mental issues, everything from just feeling overwhelmed to feeling like life is just too difficult, that when we attend to our spiritual health, we are nourishing the deepest part of us, and all that other stuff starts to fall away and fall into the right rhythm.
Sounds pretty incredible. Now, one of the things that we had talked about before that I've just got to bring up this point is what do you tell people, and I run across them quite often, that feel like they have no spiritual part of them at all?
Mm-hmm.
What do you tell them, and how do you work with them?
Well, you know, that is challenging because you have to wonder why, first of all. Is it because they've always lived in a way that they're constantly moving and busy and they don't connect with a sense of their true self? Are they falling into a belief system where they think everything is up to them? You talked about pushing earlier and striving. You know, that's one of the things that keeps us disconnected from a belief that we are more than just a human body, that we have a spiritual side to us. I have a very dear friend, true story, who is very ill right now, very chronically ill, and she believes herself to be a scientist and a self-proclaimed atheist, and she believes that she has no spiritual connection. The way that she is managing her illness is very difficult to watch because she has no sense of support from outside herself or even deep within herself. No sense of a higher power, no sense of connection, what I just call sacred connection, to the world, the universe in general. It makes things very difficult. And so what I like to try to do with folks who have doubt about that they're a spiritual being is just to take them through some simple exercises where they connect with breath and a sense of quiet and who they are. And that is peace, and that is their true nature. And then they plug that in, and they say, there is something here beneath all of this stuff. And I guess this is my spirit. There is something here, yes. And then just, you know, step by step, opening up to more of that.
Wow. That'd be a huge awakening, I would think.
It would. And I was thinking about awakening earlier when we were planning on talking about this because, you know, Kenny, sometimes people really have to hit, and I know you know this, they have to have a hit-the-wall experience of some kind to open up to their spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate, but some of us are pretty tough cookies.
Yeah. It is unfortunate because it truly is something that we can all take peaceful steps towards, mm-hmm. if we just open ourselves to it.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be rough.
No, it doesn't have to be, but I think for the vast majority, I mean, I'm one, I raised my hand. I mean, I didn't have any awareness of spiritual health until I lost my health. Mm-hmm. And then you realize that, wow, I'm not living in the way I really should be living. You know, no one's supposed to be this stressed and overwhelmed and sick as a result of it. So then you do go inward. And you trust and you start to listen that you will be shown a way to navigate through. Thankfully, there are a lot of great books out there. There's great guides and people who help us navigate through this. But when you feel like you're all alone and you don't believe that there's any other kind of sacred connection, it makes life difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, next week we're going to be talking more about how to integrate spiritual health into your life, how to more attached. How to bring it more into your life. What can you tell people that can tie them over till next week that lets them know they're not alone? You know, what is something that they can do to show them you're not alone in this, and there is something deeper.
And the thing is, I think it's our common humanity. that we all have a heart. We all have a heart that has great potential for love. We have a mind that can open and experience deep peace. And everybody has this capacity. And if this is all a spiritual life is, that actually is a pretty wonderful spiritual life, to have an open heart and an open mind. And so there are, next week I'm going to share 7 ways that we can begin to plug in, and we can use that term, plug in to our spiritual health and start to restore it, because we came in with it and somehow we got out of touch with it along the way. And so I'll explain 7 very simple ways that you can get started. But one is to simply open yourself up to breath and to be quiet for a little bit. Step out in nature, look up at the sky, and open up to the possibility of the majesty of this world, and that you're really not alone, because all you have to do is look around you, billions of people here, and beauty all around, and there's a way to connect with that on a more permanent basis, so our wellness is restored.
That's beautiful. One of the things that I have practiced that I think goes right along with what you're saying is I take walks very frequently, and anytime I go out for that walk, I try to not just take the steps, but I like to look around for something different. And I don't always find something different on every walk, but it causes me to tune in to the incredible, I'm going to use the word majesty, of what's out there, the leaves, the birds, the in my neighborhood, that we, you know, there's dogs that are running around because the, you know, it's we live out in the country, so dogs can do that. And it's just really amazing to see what you see. And for me, that's a way to tap into my essence, because it's a place that I just feel connected.
And that's very true, Kenny, for most men. I remember having this conversation many years ago with my husband about how do men experience their spiritual lives, because they actually experience it quite differently than women do. And the greatest connector for them is nature. And you feel a part of that. You feel something there. You feel a pull or a draw. And you know, maybe this explains why men fish and they hunt and they hike and they climb mountains. And there's a sense of connection there. And that is the beginning of spiritual health, you know, plugging back into what that connection is for you, because it's different for each person.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I used to be a hunter and fisherman and all that stuff, and I remember one time, the first time I felt a true connection, we were deer hunting, and 5 deer popped up on a ridge across from me, and I picked up my camera instead of my gun, and it was like, okay, you know, that was when I felt that connection.
And many of us do, and nature is one of the best places to start. And right now where I live in the East, we are in summer, and this is the best time to get plugged back into your spirit and your spiritual health, is step outside, take a breath, connect, you know, go back to those great memories of childhood where you played outside and spent days from morning till night outside. And that's where we begin to remember who we really are, when we were free and we were connected to a truer sense of self, others, and the universe.
And I think that's key. Whatever you can do to get back into those feelings of peace and freedom and relaxation, that's where you start. You know, it's really hard to believe there's anything spiritual about you when you're right in the middle of chaos and overwhelm. So with that, I have to say that we're about to wrap up this show. So I want to remind everybody, Jane's going to be back next week. We're going to talk more about how to integrate this, how to plug in to spiritual health. So it's going to be a really valuable show to listen to. So please tune back in. But before we go, Jan, would you just take a moment and enjoy what I call our guiltless self-promotion? Tell people how to get in touch with you and learn more about your work.
Thanks, Kenny. I appreciate the opportunity. Basically, what they have to do, and I just invite you to visit my website, janlundy.com, and just spend some time there. Everything on the site is devoted to restoring spiritual health, so you will find a course that I offer for women, which is a year-long course of reclaiming spiritual health called A Year for Me. I also offer one-on-one mentoring with people. I do a lot of that as a spiritual director and mentor with people all over the world, and we talk on the phone or via Skype to help them with this process. But there's a lot of wonderful free stuff on the site, too. There are daily beads of wisdom to keep you inspired and plugged in. There are free podcasts. I'm actually launching a new program tomorrow called Summer of Love, and it's how we can use music to plug back in to the love of who we are. And that is for men and for women, and that starts tomorrow. And that's a 30-day program. So just visit my website, and you'll find everything you need there that can inspire and guide you back toward your own spiritual well-being.
All right. Well, thanks. Well, everybody, please visit Jan's website, learn more about her, connect so you can stay in the loop. She's got some wonderful, wonderful programs and work that will benefit your life. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for following his vision, creating this amazing resource for empowered living, which is Empowered Radio. Thanks to Chris and Kyla for producing the show today and keeping me in line, keeping us on track. Please tune in to all of the other amazing shows here on Empower Radio. You will find at least one that will speak to your heart. So share Empower Radio with your friends and help spread the positive side of life. Remember to send in your questions and comments through Life Toolbox Facebook page or through my website at kennybrixey.com. I love to hear from you, and I look forward to responding to your messages. Until next week, remember, create spiritual health in your life.